Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much. Hanging around with us today. I'm glad you're here. Benjamin Wayne is with us, ladies and gentlemen. He's our new friend. He is CEO of a company called Flix. And that's F-L-I-Q-Z. Flix is how it sounds, but it doesn't spell like that. F-L-I-Q-Z. The website is flix.com. And he's a video expert. That's what they do. They help people put video on their websites. Benjamin, welcome to the show.
Thanks very much for having me.
It's good to have you here. You know, Benjamin, I was telling the audience earlier, I remember when we would ask people, hey, do you have a fax? I'll fax you this. And everybody didn't have a fax. And then, you know, it went all the way through, are you online? Do you have an email address? Do you have a website? Do you have broadband connection? Do you have e-commerce on your website? And my point is, you know, we've got all these layers, and now, you know, sometimes people, believe it or not, there are those Tyrannosaurus Rexes out there who actually say, do I still need a website?
Yeah, absolutely.
And so while they're saying, do I still need a website, people like you and me are asking, do you have video on your website? You know, you're getting farther and farther behind. No, and nobody, and by the way, folks, nobody ever asks anybody anymore if they have a fax. So that was history. I mean, you may still have one, but we don't use them much. Anyway, the point I'm making is video online, Benjamin, as you well know, you built a business around this, is really becoming something that's essential for any small business website.
That's absolutely correct. You know, the thing that's interesting is that in the beginning, the internet was the great equalizer in the sense that online, all sites could be equally large, and it was all about your brand and how you built it online. And recently, video has kind of de-equalized the playing field in the sense that large players have had the opportunity to afford complicated and expensive technology that allows them to provide video, but until recently, it's been outside the reach of the small business. But now with companies like Flix, suddenly video is affordable and can be deployed by small businesses with limited technical resources and is allowing them to take advantage of this media as well.
Well, how have you guys been able to make it easy? Because when most people think of video, they think of, you know, the big camera and the lights and the setting, you know, the right kind of a studio kind of thing and all that. What I say, most people, you know, if you watch a lot of YouTube, you know that that's not part of that at all. But
sure.
But how do you? But so maybe those are the two extremes. Benjamin, some people say, well, you know, I want my stuff to look better than YouTube. That's just kind of thrown together. But I also think that the other way, the really good professional way, that looks awfully expensive. I don't think I can afford that. What do you think? You think
right.
Those are the two things people think?
I think that's true. I mean, I think there are two things that have really put this more and more within the reach of the small business. One is that most digital cameras now actually allow people to capture video, and so suddenly the devices are in the hands of millions of people, and if they take a few simple steps, they can actually create relatively high-quality-looking video.
Right.
And the second is real plug
and
play.
And even cell phones.
Even cell phones.
My cell phone will take a little video.
Well, it's interesting as well, because if you look in Europe, most people are capturing video from their cell phone devices, and we're starting to see that in the U.S. as well.
Right, right. So now it's becoming ubiquitous, but what about what about the quality? I mean, you know, we know we can do it, and we know we can get the video done, but what about the quality? What about the content? How do we, you know, we don't want to look stupid on our own website. We want to, you know, most people think, you know what, I'm not an actor. I don't know how to do this stuff.
Sure. Well, I'd say, you know, there's three or four simple things that you can do in terms of capturing video that really separate the quality of something that looks really good and looks professional from something that looks a little bit more amateurish or YouTube-ish. And they're not hard things to do. I mean, the basics are, number one, you want to make sure that you have a lot of light when you shoot video,
mm-hmm.
because video is much
front
more
intense.
Front and back. And so that gives you the ability to get something that looks grainy, that doesn't look grainy or jerky in terms of the picture itself.
Right.
And then the second thing is that when most people shoot video, they like to zoom in with the camera, or they like to pan side to side, and those are things that are very disruptive to the actual viewer experience.
Uh-huh.
And so if you tend to avoid those and brace
the camera... Just keep the camera still?
Keep the camera still and make sure you fill the frame as much as possible with the subject you're shooting, because the size of web video is much smaller than, say, a television set.
Right, right.
And so it's really important to completely fill the frame with the subject.
Mm-hmm. So that's kind of good news. You don't have to have a fancy environment. You just focus on the subject.
Exactly. And then the other side of the equation, of course, is getting it onto your website itself. And in the past, that meant a lot of proprietary software and expensive servers and complicated infrastructure in order to deliver video. But now there are sites that are making it easy for people to simply cut and paste video into their website, so they really have a plug-and-play experience in terms of implementing video.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that suddenly put video capabilities within the hands of people with even very low technical skills, because it really is just cut and paste now instead of really technology development and integration.
And more and more websites are being built with that kind of
functionality already built in.
The functionality is there, but it's modular. Is what I'm trying to say is where you can plug in these various modules, and they're not as cumbersome as the old websites used to be.
That's absolutely correct, and there are even free tools. There's a site called PBWiki, which is a free wiki site.
Yeah.
And Flix actually powers video for all of PBWiki. So if you get a PBWiki solution, it comes with video integrated out of the box.
Hmm. So not only could we do business with you directly, we might be doing business with you indirectly.
That's correct. If you use PBWiki or Movable Type or one of the other popular blogging platforms, you may be getting Flix bundled out of the box.
Right, right. And so we still haven't solved the part about the content, about the part about somebody saying, you know, I don't know what to say and I'm not an actor.
Right. Well, I mean, you want to make the content relevant to the service or product that you're providing. So often it's not so much about the person but about the product itself. I mean, we see video being used a lot in areas like real estate, by travel agents, by people buying and selling products. And they're really focused on the products themselves or the experience themselves.
And it's not expensive, folks, so you can practice. Get it and keep working on it until you get it like you like it. Hold on to that thought, Benjamin. Benjamin Wayne, ladies and gentlemen, CEO of Flix, FLIQZ.com is the website, and that's the company name. He and I will be back. More to come after these messages. Stay with us. And you ain't had it. You never thought we'd get that kind of wisdom from Joe Cocker, did you?
I think all our true wisdom comes from rock and roll, no?
I think you're right. What about that? What about adding music, adding production value to video? What do you think?
It's an area where you have to be careful. So music definitely has the ability to engage and motivate audiences, but you also have to be careful because there's been more and more movement on the copyright side to actually pursue people who are putting copyrighted music into their videos.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's an area where there's certainly a lot of value that's added in terms of the user experience, but you also want to be cautious from a legal perspective.
Well, that's exactly right. There are definite rules about that, and one of the reasons I bring it up, folks, is so that you know that there are things that you have to do and that you have to be prepared, be careful about using. And one thing I will tell you for sure you don't want to do is play a whole performance, because that's a definite no-no. Without trying to play intellectual property lawyer here, that's one thing that for sure is not something you want to do. But let's get back to different applications. By the way, give us your website again, Ben.
Sure, it's flix.com, FLIQZ.com.
And you got multiple offerings there, don't you, for folks?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we basically work with people at different stages of a small business's life that can range from people's need just to get very basic video capabilities up on the site, to their desire to get them into search engines to drive traffic and to create branding, to viral applications where people actually want to encourage their members either to contribute video assets or to take videos that are on the site and repost them in different websites and blogs so that they're driving incremental traffic back to the site.
If you sell something, folks, that has to be assembled, if you sell something that's part of a process or something, you know, let's just say that you have a nursery, and you know an agriculture nursery, and there's a certain way that a plant needs to be put in the ground to give it the maximum opportunity to survive and to thrive. Well, shoot a video of you doing that. Show people how to put it together. The whole thing could take a minute and a half, and post it on the website. And that's something you know all about. You're the world's expert in that. So now it's just a matter of acting like the camera person is a customer that you're demonstrating this for. What do you think, Ben?
I think that's a great point. You know, one of the things that people most often search for in terms of videos is instructional videos on how to do things. So if you have a business where you can provide instruction, whether that's how to train a dog or how to, you know, plant a plant, that's a good opportunity to bring someone into your destination, create new traffic, and then ultimately convert them around your product or service.
And then when they see that, you know, most people who do things like that have know other people who do things like that. They train
Absolutely.
The dogs or they plant the plants or whatever. They have communities around, and I'm going to talk about communities in a second. But then if give them the opportunity to send that video to their friends.
That's absolutely correct. Give them the ability to either share that video with their friends or to repost that video if they have their own blog or wiki or personal website, because in reposting that video, that means that if a visitor to their site clicks on that video, it'll bring them through to your site and create a new point of entry to your site from a destination you may never have had access to before.
Right, absolutely. Now, let's talk about communities. This is a big, big part of the future of the web, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Talk to us about what are your thoughts about communities?
Well, community-driven, if you think about the old web, it was really about publishing. So there was a relatively small amount of content that was created by the site and then pushed out to the rest of the world. And so it was really a publisher type of model. Today, most websites and most large sites are community-driven websites where most or all of the content comes from the community of users itself. And so
Right.
you can think of everything from eBay, where all of the content comes from people contributing or participating into auctions, to social networks, where it's entirely driven by the community.
Mm-hmm. Where most of the content is posts, or
Exactly.
posts on blogs or something like that.
Exactly.
But there's a place for both of those, right? Because, I mean, you and me going to Google and asking for something and getting the long tail post up from a blog is not going to be helpful. There's always going to be a need for published content.
That's absolutely correct.
So,
but there's also an opportunity if you think about it. If you have a site that's, say, a travel site or a travel business, you can look to your community of customers as a source of content that they can contribute that then engages more your audience and gives you new sources of content that you don't have to produce yourself.
Right, right. But this community thing is definitely something that people need to be focusing more and more on, isn't it?
Absolutely, and we see community as a critical part of almost all new websites built today.
Give us your website again, Benjamin.
It's flix.com, www.fliqz.com.
Will you come back another day? We got more to talk about.
I'd love to.
Enjoyed having you here. Good job, Benjamin. We'll talk to you next time. Benjamin Wayne, ladies and gentlemen, the CEO of Flix, FLIQZ. Quick break, 29 after the hour. Right back with our good friend Tim Berry, the world's business planning expert.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.